what's going on, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight. I'm your host, BJ Schwinghammer. Happy Thursday. We're starting off this episode with something very special. It's a secret album. Yes, a secret album put together by TJ Foster, Andy Scullin, James Mullen, and they call themselves The Damsels. This is an album made for people who feel a certain way about the certain state of things in this country and in the world. The name of the album is Reasons for My Descent, and this one is called Can't Stop the Rain. That was Can't Stop the Rain by The Damsels, which is a collaborative effort between TJ Foster, Andy Scullin, and James Mullen. By the way, the rain and don't, Can't Stop the Rain is R-E-I-G-N, just for reference. And yeah, that's amazing. You should listen to the whole album. It is absolutely fantastic. And all right, moving forward into Schwinghammer's pick of the week. Also in a similar vein, if you can imagine, James Mullen. So this is the first song he's done in about 6 years, and it is kicking off a new chapter in his career, and this one is called Same As It Ever Was.
Saw him march that bastard flag right through the halls. I knew right then and there this was more than just a scare, but a crisis that would surely touch us all. When the devil took the podium to address the gathered mass, They were foaming at the mouth like rabid dogs. He told them that they'd won, that they'd stay his favorite son. He said, "You're special, but we need you to go." Turns out the prize of treason's being spoken to with reason. As long as you're one of the privileged type. And we watched as one by one justice would fail to be done. And that devil rose back to his throne of lies. Well, I seen a little girl, she can't be older than 15. She got a baby in her belly and she's scared. The men at the state hall wrote a law that says it all. It's your body but my choice that you must bear. It used to be a place she could go to get some help, get the care any young woman might need. Now she's gotta hitch a ride and sneak across state lines, sleep at a stranger's house just to live free. Cause they care about the child until it's a juvenile. Delinquent they can blame for rising crime. Another open mouth for the money class to feed. Can't you see that we're not worthy of their time? They were working on the farm, been out in them fields since dawn, yielding nourishment from the sweat upon their brow. But they didn't get advice about the presence of some ice, who said, "Hands up, you'll be coming with us now." And asked up about their faces, dragged them off to far off places, some place that their kin might never find. Without no bail or jury, despite collective fury, oppression of a most disgusting kind. They came seeking some solace, hoping we'd honor our promise to help those huddled masses far and wide. Instead they found a place that pretends to rule the crazy, while making excuses for genocide.
Same as it ever was from James Mullen. James, you did a great job on it. Keep it up. Keep going. This is fantastic. And now for the second song in Swing Hammer's Pick of the Week. And this next one is coming from Not Chinese Takeout. New album that just came out called Makes No Difference. And this is the song of the same name. So this is Not Chinese Takeout, Makes No Difference. We'll be right back. All right, that was Not Chinese Takeout doing Makes No Difference, which is off their new album of the same name. All right, and now we are moving on to Saturday. There's a special thing going on at the Scotia Diner, but you know what? I'm going to let somebody else take the reins on this one. Brian, go ahead, man.
Hey, what's up, everybody? This is Brian from Death Cult Pharmaceutical, here to tell you about some cool stuff we have going on. So this Saturday, March 28th, we will be at Scotia Diner in Scotia, playing with two killer bands, Critical Damage from Syracuse, and Outnumbered, who are good old-fashioned Vermont hardcore. It's going to be a wicked good time. We're stoked to be a part of the show. Shout out to Jay Crack for making the show happen last minute. Really cool of him to do that. I believe the venue will be serving food. They got burgers, vegan burgers, so that's really cool. We will also have tickets for our show in May 2nd at Empire Live Underground, opening up for Locked in a Vacancy and Boar. There's a ton of other killer local bands on the bill as well. Too many to list off in this promo. But yeah, hope to see you guys next Saturday, or this Saturday rather. It's going to be a killer time.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Death Cult Pharmaceutical, always one of my favorites. And it sounds like it's going to be a hell of a show. It sounds like they're both going to be a hell of a show. All right, and as far as doing a song, this one is called Down Bad. That was Down Bad from Death Cult Pharmaceutical. And now moving on to one of my favorite segments in the show, and that is catching up with our band show. We try to do this every week as much as humanly possible. Guys, what's going on with our band show right now?
Thank you very much, BJ, and welcome in to our band show. Patrick W. Huber here, producer and director for an amazing team of recording artists aimed to film musicians in the Hudson Valley area and beyond. Will and Ingi are two brothers that form the progressive metal duo Cenote. Being a two-piece may seem to be a limitation, but for them, they create music that defies the lineup's limitations. They deliver densely layered compositions that could fool listeners into thinking they are a more robust grouping of musicians. Will's technical approach incorporates elements of math rock, ambient post-rock, and crushing metal, while Aiden brings a dynamic drum style that melds progressive rock influences with thunderous metal rhythm sections. These brothers focus on delivering instrumental narratives that invite the listener to explore and discover with every listen. When talking to them about their creative process, it was clear that storytelling is front and center with their music.
A good chunk of the self-titled album is just like, this sounded cool. Let's play it together.
Yeah, most of the stuff that we just played.
Yeah, and then we'll ascribe meaning to it later. We're working on now with the later releases and our upcoming releases, working more within a theme and trying to convey messages through music. You brought up the EP we just put out. That was sort of a test bed. It was like an exercise for us in a lot of things, but part of it was writing, like what goes into writing a concept piece, like where we have to convey something with the songs. So like, in a way, it's easier to do as an instrumental, well, maybe not easier, but like the way I see it at least is as an instrumental band, we don't have to convey an exact story, like a specific story. Like there's no lyrics telling you what's happening. We're focused more, or I'm focused more. Sorry to speak for you.
That's okay.
On conveying a general feeling, and then like the song title can sort of help guide you that way, and you feel, you know, whatever you want. And like I might have a specific story in mind when I'm writing it, and I'll try and think like what sounds like this, what would make me feel like this, and it's up to the listener to like, you know, hear what they hear. The idea was, again, I'm thinking in these generalized terms. So we're like, what if the concept was just, it's the outline of a story. So it's just like story points, points a story would hit, and then without getting really specific into it, and then trying to make music that fit that, and then congeal that into a concept EP, I guess. Again, like as a songwriting exercise for our next piece, we want to be a more singular work. We're trying to expand on stuff we're learning as we go, and make art like the people we listen to. Like we listen to a lot of bands that put out like these concept albums. Like I'm a huge Between the Buried and Me fan, and all their albums are like start to finish almost a singular piece of music, and that's something I really aspire to.
I clearly enjoy their process. Or at least the results of it. The vibe this duo achieves is really something to check out in person. Although it might be a little out of the way for those in the 518, I'm very happy to see them post on Instagram that they are performing this Saturday at Snug's Harbor in New Paltz. Cenote is a band with presence, and this weekend, I want to spotlight some brothers in tune with their instruments, just creating some awesome rock. This week, I have chosen Cenote's Forest Builder, recorded live on Our Band Show. We'll be right back. another amazing week of fantastic music. I hope you'll check out the full videos of this week's spotlighted artist on the YouTube channel and check out some clips from our past guest on the Instagram, both at Our Band Show. Also, for a catalog of our full sessions, check out our website, ourbandshow.com. With another fantastic weekend ahead, that's all the music I have to share with you. And BJ, I just want to send it back to you.
All right, thanks a lot, man. Our Band Show doing some of the most important work in the 518. And now we're moving on to Metroland Now and the hot singles in your area. It is a list compiled by Andy Scullin, who does some incredible reviews, and you can find them in the pages of the Metroland or on themetroland.com. And I decided to go with, for this episode, Kat McKenzie. And this is her new single, Stay.
We were learning to make fire, mixing friction and desire. I wanted you, honey, you. We were learning where the birds fly, stars disappear and die. Where will you go? It's true. Kept hearing the sea, kept breathing the waves. Whenever
Stay by Kat McKenzie. That's her newest single. And, you know, in terms of the Metroland, now don't forget, you can find them on Facebook, Instagram, themetroland.com. Don't forget about those physical copies. It's an amazing, amazing publication. There's a lot of work and blood, sweat, and tears that goes between those pages. So definitely check those out. And that is it for me. Thank you so much for once again letting me blather in your ear a little bit. I will catch up with you next week. Enjoy your weekend. We all deserve it. And as usual, you stay cool, 518.
I'm calling shotgun. Where's the party tonight? Let's take a ride with swinging or driving. It's the weekend spotlight.
Weekend Spotlight is a production of Unsigned 518 and part of the Metroland Now network of podcasts. Unsigned 518's Weekend Spotlight is produced by Andy Scullin and hosted by BJ Schwinghammer. Look for new episodes every week at themetroland.com and everywhere you stream podcasts.